to Nerdy Four. I'm Amy Brown. Against all of my better judgment, I have invited two adult Disney people to come and talk to me about Disney and about being an adult Disney person. And I have, I'm getting real emotional about it because I'm a musical theater nerd and we are not the same thing as adult Disney people. But maybe I am closer to being an adult Disney person than I want to be. And that's why I get so upset about it. This is a fun episode. Please enjoy. Oh, I forgot to say their names. It's Jose Martinez and Amber Chandler. Welcome to Nerdy Four. This is going to be a very interesting episode because against all better judgment I have of myself and everything I believe in the world, I've often said I want my children to grow up to be just good people. And that means not being adult Disney people. I have invited the enemy into my home, into my costume closet. I have invited my two dear friends who are adult Disney people. And if you're listening, you should go and get on YouTube right now and look at what they're wearing and what they're holding. These so quote unquote called adults are sitting in this room with their baby dolls and their special sippy cups. And their hats. And I think, actually, I'm being a jerk, but
yeah. This is a good way to start out a show. Is you're like, my two guests can eat fucking shit and die.
All are terrible people for liking Disney. That's what you got out of that,
right? That's
what
I heard. I don't know.
I'm very sensitive about this because I'm a musical theater nerd, and we're not the same thing as adult Disney people. And I brought you here to explain yourselves.
I feel like we could argue that. Yeah, I feel like we can argue that there's theater kids that are following around Hamilton right now doing the exact same thing.
I was about to say, Jose, I love your Stitch, but we need you to get a little closer to the microphone.
Yes,
but
you're not good. And then it's also hot as crap. Yeah.
Oh, your baby doll was making your lap hot? Okay.
We're in your costume closet, Miss High
behind those doors.
I get very defensive and vulnerable around adult Disney people. I'm trying to pinpoint why. It might be because I'm turning into one.
This is coming from someone who has asked me to go to Disney with them. So there's a lot of confusion in my heart right now.
And she has gone to Disney with me.
This is why day drinking is very dangerous. My friends got me drunk on a Sunday afternoon in May. This is a true story. I got so hammered. We all these adult women agreed to go to Disney World so we could take Jose.
I'm part of the adult woman.
Yes. And I had a really good time. I had the best time. Adult Disney. Like going to Disney World without any kids, I actually recommend it highly.
100%. I don't have any kids, so I love solo trips.
I have to introduce my guest.
It sounds like you're like one of the homophobic pundits where you're like, it's just all these sweaty men on top of each other just doing these acts. You're like, now what if you try it and not hate me?
Stop making me think about hard dicks.
I never stop.
I hate that I constantly bring this up.
I can't think about a hard dick without tasting one. Ugh.
Salt is so allured. I mean, bad.
So bad. Oh. Okay, I need to introduce my guest. I'm on the opposite. I'm a professional. Okay, so sitting to my right is, Jose Martinez. Jose grew, okay, real quick, he grew up in LA, and he is Latino, right?
Sí,
es verdad. And so that's a very special bond with Disney, is people who are growing up in LA because they had all these special things for
Disneyland,
In Disneyland, not world. And you got to go, like, they would close down the park and let all the students, the graduating students, take over the park. Yeah. Holla, holla, Disneyland for doing that and keeping those kids off the drugs and the alcohol and on.
I bet. I'm sorry, Amy.
You think they were bringing the drugs and the alcohol?
Yeah, we got them before we got
in.
They front loaded. They front loaded like a lady.
It's pre-game.
And then they went and rode on the roller coasters. Okay, and then Jose also is a chef. And you're on the board of the Olympics of the Mind.
Like
you're
very, Odyssey of the Mind.
You're a very busy soul. Okay.
Yes.
And then we have Amber Chandler.
Hi.
Amber Chandler's here. Now tell me your story, your connection with Disney. Because you did, I guess we're in Florida.
I did grow up in Florida, but we did not have Disney money growing up. So Disney was always like kind of at arm's reach. I got to go one time when I was 11. It wasn't until I was older that I was able to start doing it on my own. And I just love it. I love going by myself. I have a season pass.
Okay. And those are hard to get, right?
So I thought it was going to be hard to get. I did get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to get in the queue. And then
it was a queue, like online or in a standing person?
It was online. It was online.
Yeah. A line online.
Then once they sold, they were very easy to get. I didn't have to do that. I had no idea. They hadn't sold them in a few years. No, I was panicking that they were going to sell out of them. And I wanted to treat myself.
So it's a year-long
pass.
Tell
them how much it costs.
It's $1,400.
$1,400 for so you can go anytime you want
anytime.
The whole year.
There's no blackouts anytime throughout the whole year.
So you could go when all the high schoolers are there.
Yeah, I can go whenever I want.
Be a cougar.
I've already gone once. I have 3 more trips planned this year. So yeah, no, I'm gonna get my money's worth. So
that's honestly not too. I went last October and like
you can spend that much.
Isn't like
there.
A isn't like a day pass like two something?
A day pass if you park hop.
It's 109.
I'm so sorry.
For just one park, but if you do two
if you park
hop,
it can be almost $200.
Yes. Okay, this is what I've learned about my brief encounter as an outsider coming into the Disney World world. There's a lot of language around it, special words. Park hopper fast pass is no longer
Genie Plus.
Now it's called a Genie Plus. And you have to like log in
or just money. You can pay also to ride rides. So you pay like if you just don't want to wait for 3 hours.
Lightning
like,
pass.
Here's $20. Let me on the ride right now.
You can bribe at Disney World.
Yes.
Well,
what
it's
kind
different.
Of?
It's on the app. It's
yeah. Disney's
legitimate.
Disney and capitalism hand in hand.
Hand in hand. It's just like
it's okay.
Mickey and Walt walking into the sunset.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of language around it. It's very complicated. I was in charge of getting all of the bookings when we took our adult lady friends to go to Disney World.
Yeah.
And you have to, like, we were staying on property at the Contemporary and all these, you have to get log in and you have to make all of your food appointment, like your reservations for eating. Like, oh, they've opened up 60 days out.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to log in right away and you got to make your reservations. Mm-hmm. And it's very stressful.
It's very stressful. Also, someone just fell to their death at the Contemporary. Did you read that?
No.
Yeah, it fell right off the balcony. They're dead.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. Did you know a child got eaten by an alligator?
That's also happened.
The Floridian.
Yes. There's probably been a lot of death at Disney that we don't know about.
Yeah, they covered it up pretty well.
They bring that.
Like
that's
fairy dust.
When I'm paying that $20 for that ride, that's going to someone's family.
Yeah.
That died.
Like, don't tell people about this.
Oh, my God.
Okay. I do know that if you spread ashes... because that's happened a lot. That does happen a lot. It is called to when a ride or something gets shut down, you have to go clean up ashes. That's called a code grandma.
A code grandma. Mm.
My friend Delaney used to work at the one in Florida, and she was talking about how the Tower of Terror gets shut down a lot. And so does the Haunted Mansion because people go to spread ashes in there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And that is a safety health hazard. So they have to shut them down to clean it.
But that's like when a kid
poops in the
pool.
What's amazing is that they see it all. They see every little, like someone's just sneaking and dropping a little, and they see it. That's what's really crazy to me.
I think in the Tower of Terror, maybe they just had Grandma in the purse, and when it fell, Grandma flew out.
Yeah, I mean, it could have,
They're like, out of my hands. That's gravity.
Yeah. And at Haunted Mansion, they wanted Grandma to be the 100th.
There's
always room for one more.
I want to find out, Amber, so I don't know why you're so into Disney.
Yeah, explain your interests.
Okay, because you said you weren't allowed to, like, you couldn't go as a child. So it's aspirational. You're like, someday I'm going to be a grown-up, and I'm going to go to Disney World. And now you're a grown-up, and you're like, I own Disney World.
Yeah, I feel like it did start more as an adult. I don't feel like as a kid, obviously I love the movies, and you know, I had my favorite princesses and all the Barbies and all the toys and stuff. I don't know. We went to Disney and then I just wanted to keep going. Like, I walk in, when you walk into Magic Kingdom, you just have like the weight of the world lifted off your shoulders. Nothing matters.
Absolutely.
You don't look at your phone. You eat whatever you want. You walk around. You're just like, all these people are happy.
There's
it's
no
just like,
calories there.
Yeah. It's just,
so they don't
yeah.
exist.
There's none. They don't. So it's just like, I mean, it's cliche. They're like, it's the happiest place on earth, but it's one of the happiest places I've ever been.
Yeah.
So
I haven't been to Dragon Con yet, but I'm going to give it a run for its money.
Dragon
for being
Con's a lot of fun.
It's one of the happiest
places.
But it's
no Disney.
It is
like
no Disney.
Happiest place on earth, caveat, no kids. Because all the people, I went last October, And I went with my niece, so it was fun. But it was like three adults to one child. Great ratio. Yeah. All the people I saw were in that ratio or also had no kids, loving their life. Everyone with a bunch of kids, they're like, I want to die.
Yeah.
Because kids, honestly, kids don't have fun. It's hot.
They don't understand that they should appreciate it more.
They don't understand how much it costs to get there.
They don't understand. They really don't understand. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't want to, you know, I want to make these memories while they're young, blah, blah, blah. But at the same time, like, you really do need to probably start that at a point to where your kid's on some kind of level with you.
Start when they're 25.
Yeah. Something like that.
We're only making adult Disney people. No, Disney's no longer for children.
Yeah.
They actually have adult days now. Like they literally have. Yeah. Yes, they just.
Oh my God.
In September and October, I believe, are the months. They're having days that are specifically just for adults. It's going to be one specific park that they're going to do at a time. But it's really so adults like us can go and enjoy it without the kids.
Finally, something for the Disney adults.
You know, I can get around behind the energy of, behind the energy of going into a place and everyone is of a single mind. They've spent a lot of money and they're there to have fun.
Right.
That's the opposite of any gas station or grocery store or any other things.
Unless you're shopping at Bucky's. I do feel...
Mm. Oh, Bucky's.
We all feel the same.
Bucky's has a happy energy. Everyone's so excited to be
there. Those bathrooms are amazing.
I also feel like, too, it's like, oh, no one's like in here with a gun. I feel that way at the airport now. I go into the airport and I just relax. I'm like, okay, no one in here has a weapon.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The security is crazy there. So it is very safe. You have to go through like several different like areas before you even get into the park. There's no smoking in the parks anymore. So like if you go back out, you have to go through all that stuff again. Yeah. So, I mean, I think they're pretty particular about it, trying to keep everybody safe and have fun. They have free water all over the park. You can go, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, you can spend $5 on a shitty Dasani, but you also
empty water bottle.
Yeah, you can bring in your own water bottles, make sure everybody's hydrated, all that stuff. Uh-huh. So, I mean, I think they try. I don't know. It is pretty safe, though, I think.
I do feel like Disney World, and I read this book when I was in art school. They made us read this book about the team of people that Walt Disney put together, like how he was very good at finding talent and putting them all in the same room together and helping them to flourish. And so there is a very, like, they're very good at escapism, every detail being on point. And as an event planner / costume lady, I can get behind, like, my hat is a tip of the hat to all of the details. And the Imagineers, designers and the engineers are called, who put all this together. They are responsible for planning the way the, in England, the royal jewels, the crown and everything, are looked at. Like, they made, like, the people movers and, like, videos educating people about the British monarchy. And so that was fascinating to find out that they like get rented out by other places who need help moving a bunch of people around and having them be entertained.
Yeah.
Because that's what they do well at Disney. When you stand in line, you are in, like, if you're in Star Wars, you're in there. You're part of that experience. Mm-hmm. And I just love that I can be there and kind of escape. Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love so much about
There's probably a level of a tiny bit of mental illness. You know? Like, I think that because, like you say, you go in and you just connect, you probably connect with, like, these memories. And then, like, we all have, like, a fantasy, you know? Like, a fantasy of wanting to be, like, in Star Wars or in, you know, something along those lines. I spent 2 hours looking for the Mandalorian. I know it's not Pedro Pascal in that costume, but I wanted a picture with the Mandalorian so bad. I walked around Star Wars for 2 hours. So, I mean,
well, it's not even him in the suit in the show.
It's not even most of the time. Yeah, it's not. So, I mean, I don't know. There's like, there is this level of connection that you feel like just on certain things. And then I also think that Disney is just so inclusive. Like, you can go there and be like, I'm a bigger person and I don't have an issue on a single ride at Disney. I can ride every single thing, and I can't say that about every park. Mm-hmm. So I also feel more and comfortable being there as well. Yes. So,
like, I can't go to Universal. Universal is not fat friendly.
It is not fat friendly at all. It is not fat friendly.
But Disney is. Disney On the other hand, like, they just released the Tron coaster. The Tron coaster has those bike seats where you have to, you know, have to sit a certain way like this. They have a specific seat on the back of that coaster for people who are bigger that is just a lap bar. Because they know they're catering to a lot of people.
And then that seat also accompanies or helps someone, like if they're in a wheelchair or if you're a walker or anything like that, then they have that available as well.
When our kids were little, the in-laws came, we went to Disney World, my small children, and we also brought like our nieces and nephew. And then my mother-in-law was in a wheelchair. And so I pushed her around Disney World. It was great because we got to the front of the line. This is what they say. Can you transfer? Yeah, she can get up and get into the ride. But we got to go to the front of the line. I lost 3 pounds in 4 days pushing her around.
She walks so much.
It was just so hot. And then the kids would all pile on her lap and I was pushing like everybody. Can you transfer is a thing. Like, I think they make it inclusive. Like, even if you're in a wheelchair, they find out a way for you to participate.
We did the same thing with Meemaw. We took Meemaw for her 80th birthday. Meemaw also loved Disney, and that probably is part of me also loving Disney so much. But we took her, and we rented an electric wheelchair, and then we just took turns letting her ride our lap so we didn't have to walk so much.
You put Meemaw in your lap.
Yeah, so we put Meemaw in our lap just like all rolled around. But it was nice too because, we were like, can she transfer? And, you know, and she was really scared of the Haunted Mansion. She thought it was like the scariest ride she'd ever been on.
Well, she had dementia, right?
Not yet. So yes and no. Like it was definitely starting at that point. But yeah, she was so terrified of that ride. And then that's how I felt when she made me go on It's a Small World. So
I just don't trust those boats.
I just don't.
Also, it's a small world. Smells so bad.
It smells terrible.
It's because it's just it's really old and it smells bad. And that one kept stopping when I was on it. And then I was just like, I am gonna if I get out of the car where they kick me out, and I can just leave this ride now because
it has the longest line too. Sometimes
I think it's nostalgia.
It's extremely nostalgic.
Nostalgic for people, but I can skip it.
Yeah, I always skip it.
Yeah, I can skip it.
I made you guys skip it, and you guys didn't want to be a part of it.
I don't trust dolls. Their eyes follow you, and if you sleep in front of them, they will eat your face.
Yeah, so, I don't. Yeah, it's not for
when
me
we
either.
Went on the trip with all the ladies, I was the one that got on Genie Plus and did all the reservations because
it's an app. If people are like tuning in, like, should I go to Disney World? You have to find a friend who's been recently so they can tell you, you get the app. Or if they have real estate, no, that's not what they're called. Travel agents.
They do have people to do it for you.
Yes. Disney agents. You can also watch YouTube videos, all that stuff. I'm crazy about having to make my own plans. So I did that one time where I went through someone else and it stressed me out too much. I need to be in control.
You get personal tour guides too.
Yes, so I'm doing that in December. They have the underground backstage Magic Kingdom tour.
Right.
And I'm gonna do that in December. So that's awesome.
That's amazing.
I'm going next week.
Wait, when?
I'm going.
Is that why you can't come to the beach?
August 3rd, no.
Oh my gosh, I want to be in Colorado. I'd go with you.
Yeah, August 3rd to the 6th. I actually have a student who's working in the college program, and she has asked me to come and visit her. And so I'm staying on property, and we're going to the parks together. So it's very low cost for me because she's taking care of most of it.
Oh, that's sweet.
And I'm flying there because driving sucks.
It sucks. You can fly pretty cheap.
Okay. I have questions. All right. I want if people start tuning in, you haven't been to Disney World since your children were little or you were little. I want you guys to dish on the best new stuff there. Also, I want to hear some more backstage, because everyone has a friend who worked at Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Backs, behind the scenes. Is there really a system of tunnels underneath?
Yes. Absolutely.
And that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So, best new stuff?
Yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
I agree. Hands 100%. Down. She went on it and she got dizzy, and it was the best thing I've ever seen.
I got sick as a dog. The music was amazing. I got sick as a dog, and then I had to go over to the pyramid, to the Mexican pyramid at Epcot, and just start drinking margaritas until the earth stopped spinning
also
so
very
fast.
Very good margaritas over there as well. That's one of the best restaurants.
My defense, we didn't know what it was. We didn't know that the ride, it was my first time. It just opened. and I didn't know what was happening.
I've heard this same thing from several people. My my two friends, they thought it was a kid's ride, and it's not. And I'm terrified of heights. I don't do outdoor roller coasters at all. Okay. But since that one's indoors and I can't like really see how high I am, I think it's a blast.
Isn't that the first coaster of its kind too? Like it's like a brand new, it's like an Omni.
Yeah, the one where it's where nobody's front row because it's like everybody's front row because it spins pivots. The way
each
chair pivots. Yeah.
While you're flying through the sky. You think it's the sky because it's dark and there's music playing.
It's amazing.
I close my eyes.
Especially because it also has like the interactive like video stuff to it too. So yeah, like you're saying, like you can't really tell where you're at, but it does feel like you're in
space. There's no up, there's no down. There's only I'm going to barf soon.
Yeah. Or it kind of just feels like you're going down the whole time really. Like, but yeah, it's Guardians of the Galaxy is so good.
There was an old lady in front of us that she was there with her granddaughter who is my age. She's like, I've ridden it 15 times. This is she's retired and she's just gonna live at Disney
she's
World.
She's having the time of her life.
She's like, either she's in Boca Raton or she's at Disney World riding this roller coaster. And I just know when you get older, you're just a ball. You're a bag of liquids and habits. Like you're just everything's leaky. None of the valves are tight. How is she surviving this roller coaster over and over again without just making a splatter scene everywhere?
Maybe she has on protection. Yeah. Maybe she knows.
Maybe she has her. Adult wearing diapers. Diaper.
Yeah. She might.
That's how she's staying young.
She's doing kegels the entire time she's on the.
She's got to keep it tight.
Like, if you turn your head into a centrifuge, what's left? Like,
15 times is a lot. I've rode it 3. So.
Wow.
And I ran into the first time I rode it, I was going to be riding by myself and I met a mom and her two daughters and she was like, I've been riding with them all day. Do you want to ride with me? And I was like, you're the nicest person. Thank you so much. Because I was terrified. But then afterwards I was like, this is one hell of a ride.
Yeah.
The
music's amazing.
The music's so good.
So there was 5 of us. So I was always, I try to be odd man out so they can be together. And I rode with somebody who is super sweet, like just the sweetest girl. She's like, have you done this before? I'm like, I have not. She's like, it's my 6th time today. And I'm like, girl, how the fuck did you get on here 6 times?
She's spending that $20 to get on the ride.
And I'm like, cool. She's like, you're going to love it. I'm like, I bet I am. And as soon as it started, it was the best thing I've ever been. I mean, just the walkthrough too, like that first room they put you in and then all the explanation and everything, like everything about that ride is just
they make the waiting fun notch. Too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's part
of it. I feel like Rise does a good job with that too. Right. Rise of the Resistance.
Rise of the Resistance, that is a Star Wars experience in
Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, that was money. That was amazing.
That was money.
It blew my
Guardians.
I don't want to give away too much because I think you should just don't Google it, just go do it.
I think you should. I had because not. Because
the impact is so awesome.
I just rode it for the first time in June. June was the first time I'd ever rode Rise. I just like, it was just one of the, I think that since Guardians opened and Tron, like now Rise is not as new. It's new, but it's not as in demand as some. So I was able to get on it easier. But it was amazing. And I'm not even like a huge Star Wars fan. So like I like the Star Wars series. Like I like The Mandalorian, Andor, Boba Fett, stuff like that.
The newer stuff.
But man, that was a great ride.
Absolutely. You don't have to.
Flight of Passage is another one. That ride is just insane.
Did I ride? What's that one?
No, we didn't do Flight of Passage. It's an Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah.
And someone doesn't like Animal Kingdom as much.
I don't like Animal Kingdom. It's role playing poverty.
It is weird. That's the weird. Also, I think Animal Kingdom is one of the worst laid out.
Animal Kingdom is the only park that carries pumpkin spice lattes year round.
Wait, who air what?
Animal Kingdom has pumpkin spice lattes.
Which part of Africa or China does have pumpkin spice? Because that's what they're doing. It's like all like we're in Cambodia
the
now.
Part that
it's
has
actually
a
in Avatar world.
Yeah, it's in the Starbucks. Over in Avatar.
Wherever the Starbucks is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I love Animal Kingdom. I know it probably is everybody's least favorite park.
I just think it's the worst layout.
It's weird.
It's the hottest
it's
part.
It's the hardest to get. It's like
for sure.
The least.
On purpose.
Like to get around to certain parts, I feel like everywhere takes so long, and it's just like, especially how
there's
well
no
the other
shortcuts.
One,
it feels
of
the like
you're lost. And there's not a lot of rides. No. So
and Dinosaur Land is slowly shutting down, and then I went there, and I was like, this is a theme park that you see pop up on the side of the highway.
Dinosaur Land does look like that, but it's being changed.
But yeah, I know it's going to shut down.
And Dinosaur is still a pretty cool ride. I forgot how jerky it is.
I think it's a great ride.
Very jerky.
Yeah, it's extremely jerky. We're like, oh, like this. She's losing her head over here. I'm like, holy shit, I forgot about this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, we took our kids on that one when they were too little, and it was traumatizing. And then I got car sick, and we had to go find a beer for mom.
But what's the mountain ride there? Oh my god!
The one that's
so Big Thunder Mountain.
No,
the one where it's like a famous
Yeti one.
Oh, Everest.
Everest.
Forget what it's called. Is that what it's called?
I think it's called Everest.
Sure. Wow. It's a roller coaster.
I can't remember it.
And you can just hear people screaming all day long.
Fucking love that.
It's a great coaster.
I rode it at least 8 times.
It's one that I'll ride on the open. Like, when I say I'm not riding out something out in the open, I mean like anything at Six Flags. I'm not getting on.
You keep having video. Like, just careful when you wake up and you just open up your phone and start scrolling because there's going to be people dangling upside down on a roller coaster. Yeah, dangling upside down,
flying off the roller coaster.
That one doesn't go upside down, so we're good.
You think it's funny to put... No, absolutely not. No thanks.
I don't like roller coasters. They make me car sick.
You don't like them.
But luckily, I blew my wad on the Guardian of the Galaxies one, and then I didn't have to go on, like, the older ones that are not as fun. Oh, I did through Space Mountain. I made it through Space Mountain.
Yes, we did.
Space Mountain's not too bad. It's not too bad.
You can't see where you're going.
It's not my favorite, but it's not that bad.
You want to hear a really embarrassing story about me when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because like in the lines to Space Mountain, if you've never been, it's a lot of confined hallways.
Yep.
I for sure farted, and I used to be very, very gassy as a child, and like literally, it was packed lines, and people were just trying to get as far away from me and my family as possible because the fart was so bad.
They
knew because my loud ass uncle just kept talking about it, and so it was like me, my mom, dad, uncle, and like two brothers. And then like 10 feet on each of us was just spread. And it was like, and then I'm pretty sure that they were just like, y'all can come faster through it. Because this little kid, me, keeps farting.
Yeah,
they let us get on sooner because they're like, people are complaining. You have to get out of this very confined hall. Because that's like an older ride where they don't have as good of a waiting experience.
No.
And it is just like, you're in a tunnel. Here's a hack.
Fart. I honestly think they just thought you'd shit your pants.
I just didn't. I do realize now, I used to drink a lot of milk as a kid, and I stopped, and then all of my stomach problems stopped. I don't think they have anything to do with each other. It's just a weird coincidence.
I understand. I have that problem.
Yeah, this guy found out he's allergic to dairy like 2 months ago. How old are you?
30. When I went, when I was little, I actually have a joke about this that I do sometimes, but we had begged and begged and begged to go, and I think, and I might be wrong about this, but I think Meemaw paid for us to go, but Meemaw didn't take us. It ended up being my uncle that took us, and we stopped at a Shoney's buffet. And he looked at us and was like, you better eat until you're about to fucking puke because I'm not buying you shit when we get in the park. I'm buying you nothing.
Oh, my God.
So.
Oh, God.
And he kept his word. He bought us nothing while we were there. I do think, if I remember, we got one ice cream, like a little, like the little Mickey ice cream, whatever. Didn't buy us drinks, didn't buy us anything to eat.
Oh my God.
Nothing like that. Like, what a charming uncle. Like, yeah, he was just like, well, he's dead now, but just like.
Yeah, that's a good core memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
maybe I needed to make up that. Maybe I'm still trying to make up that experience.
Yeah, you're trying to relive it.
You're like, I can have anything I want. Yeah, I don't have to only eat Shoney's.
Yeah. That's like when people start dating people, folks who are like their abusive parent because they're like, I want to make it work this time.
Yeah.
Just keep going to Disney.
It does want to feel.
So the rides are so aggressive at Disney World that my friends and I had to go to the bathroom in between each ride.
So, that's the best part about Disney is that there's bathrooms everywhere.
Okay.
I have a weak bladder and I don't feel that. Like, I don't feel.
Well, you're not my age yet.
The valves. Pee when you sneeze.
Yeah, so this is how much we had to go to the bathroom. We went to the bathroom between each one, and Jose, who's not supposed to eat dairy and did not bring his dairy pills, could eat dairy and have his diarrhea at the same amount that we were peeing. And it was all good.
I did not get the blowout. I'm going to this time, though. Yeah, is it good?
I don't know. I just
want to try it. Oh, I'll let you know. I'll text you. I'm getting it this time.
It's like a pineapple flavor.
Yeah, something like
that. I tried. We did a bunch of the.
What are you guys talking about?
The blue milk.
Blue milk. There's blue milk.
I said, was it the blue milk that made him sick?
No. Oh. Anything. If I touch cheese, I go to the fucking restroom. But thankfully, I could do it because there's bathrooms everywhere.
If you are a person that suffers from dairy problems, go ahead and just make friends with women in their 40s and 50s, and you guys will have the same schedule.
Well, literally, every time we got off a ride, I was like, bathroom time. And they all went. But my favorite bathroom is in Hollywood Studios in Star Wars Land because you can go there, shit in peace, because there's noises going on the whole time. Oh. There's little critters on the top, and you can hear all the little noises, so no one can tell what's going on.
They do that in the bathroom at Harry Potter World too, because they have Moaning Myrtle in the bathroom.
But that's Hollywood. That's not separate, but it's a good shitting experience.
Like you can go in there and shit in peace. You know, it's nice.
I will say though, once again, Star Wars Land, it's fun as shit. It's just you feel so
Toy Story too. Like you go, you feel so like you're one of the toys. Like you go in there. I can't imagine as a 6 year old, like when you walk in, like how fascinating it must be to think that what you're watching on TV is real.
I got a bunch of really good, because my niece, she got like a lightsaber and a little like rebel hat. So we got pictures of her in front of the Millennium Falcon, but I was like making her pose and I was like getting down, doing all these angles. And someone was like, "You're a really good dad." I was like, "I'm actually an uncle and that's why I can bend down this far." I was just like, it's because I don't have a child. So I will go out and watch. Meanwhile, her parents were just sitting in the shade. They're like, "Yeah, go do whatever you want."
My son got to have a sword fight with Darth Vader at Disney World. He was getting ready to become a Jedi for several years of his life.
That's exciting.
I want to get him and Dan Weeks on the same podcast so they can talk about what's canon and not canon on Star Wars.
Okay.
Dan Weeks will get your kid into drugs. I'm just going to let you know that right now. Because he'll be like, you want to know how Star Wars is really cool, actually?
Oh my gosh.
Let's not do that.
So, okay. Do we have, besides people putting the ashes, what other behind the scenes stories do you know about?
Oh my God. The tunnels do exist. I know that for a fact because that's where when they created the tunnels, the whole idea behind it was that.
So the alligators had a place to hang out?
No.
They just don't
want people to lose the magic. They don't want people to like see what like when a character is changing out of their costume or anything like that. So that.
Vaping.
So it's easier for them to get the character to a certain place. Instead of walking through the park, that's what the tunnels exist. And they do exist mainly.
Have you seen a picture of the tunnels? Are they nice?
I have seen them. I follow a lot of like Disney stuff on YouTube and sometimes just watch it for fun. And like literally, I know the Food and Wine Festival is coming to Epcot. It starts July 29th, I believe. So I'll be there for that. And I'm
I know. Everybody's like, drink so around the world at Epcot. And I'm like, eat around the world, bitch. Like, I want to stop and get the dessert at every single... And Epcot's so good. There's a vegetarian option almost every single stop.
We traveled with a vegan. And they had something for her that was delicious. Yeah. Every place we went.
Much everywhere you go, there is something.
I like to drink alcohol on vacation. And every place we went.
Just on vacation?
Shut up. A lady never tells. There was something like for me to drink at almost all of our places that we went to.
Now, because it used to be that Magic Kingdom was dry for a while.
Yeah, it's not still dry?
No, I think it they sell alcohol because she definitely got some.
Yes, mommy needed mommy her medicine. Okay, can I just do like, I'm going to, I don't know how long we've been going.
We're good.
But there, as a musical theater nerd.
Also, I want to say, this sounds like you're just trying to convince them to turn you. Like, that's all this episode has sounded like.
Did you watch Fantasmic?
No.
No, but
as a musical theater nerd, next time you go to Disney, stay for the Fantasmic show. You'll cry the whole time. It's incredible. It's incredible.
Y'all wore me out. So, today when you walk into the Magic Kingdom, they have bought the rights to classic American songbook musicals. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you walk in, it's like an 1800s.
For Main Street USA.
Main Street USA Village. And they're playing My Fair Lady. They're playing all these like beautiful old music, that, and it's just the, like the music kind of in a calliope kind of format. Mm-hmm. I know all the words. I'm singing along. Mm-hmm. I'm in the musical. I'm like, where is my costume? I need a hoop skirt stat. And I was like, uh-oh, what's happening to me? Yeah.
Like, and then, but also, you're at Disney. You don't need a costume. You should have just broke out and danced right there.
Yeah. I would have loved it.
And then we were in the Paris, the French part of Epcot. And we went to see the Beauty and the Beast performance. Mm-hmm. And it was a sing-along. And we're singing along with a group of people. And it was so much fun.
Mostly only adults singing, by the way.
And then we went to the one at Hollywood Studios. It was a Frozen sing-along.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
There was just so a good. Row of so fucking good. All gay men good. Behind us. It was like being in a beautiful, like they were trained singers too. They yeah. had been in a choir. They were doing the harmonies and they were letting it go. And I was like, I'm crying.
The Lion King show's real good too. I feel like you should give
Lion King show's really good.
I feel like you should give Animal Kingdom a chance.
I did I saw the Lion King one when my kids were little. It was, yeah.
It's pretty good.
So I feel like the, especially with Lin-Manuel Miranda and all of his shenanigans, they are melding. The Disney and the musical theater yeah. are coming together.
But I will never wear ears.
Some people might say that Disney adults and musical theater kids are maybe the same people in a lot of instances.
No, here's the difference.
Oh, here we go. Oh.
We are more accepting of the musical crowd than they are of us.
Oh, okay. So Disney adults are the improv and musical theater are the stand-ups.
Yeah, Disney adults are not terrible people as Amy described us with this podcast. First started in reality, I'm a very good person. I just
you are a good person.
I am.
You're a very good person. You give yeah. you donate your time and treasure to a lot of charities. You're mm-hmm. always collecting things for people. Yeah, you are a very good person.
But I don't know. I think at some point you just have to like you find what works for your mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if fair it's enough. Yeah, and if it's something as silly as going,
no
to
one's
Disney
talking about politics in
no,
Disney World.
Now let me ask y'all this though. Because this is more so what I think about Disney adults. You obviously are adults that like to go to Disney a lot, and that is fine. But I also feel like you're adults that can have you have personality mm-hmm. and things outside of your love of Disney. Oh, yeah. I just noticed that you have a chip cup in the back, by the way. That you?
It's mine.
From my perspective.
I planted it.
You brought more accessories than I did.
Anyways, so like.
I see that.
Cause that's what I think of when I think of Disney adults. Because I will say I do a lot of videos for weddings. I have shot at least two Disney mm-hmm. weddings mm-hmm. where it is these people cannot have a conversation to you without letting you know that they love Disney yeah. and there's nothing in their world that isn't Disney related. And that's what I think of when I think of Disney adults. It's like, I get that you like this and that's fine. But also, please have anything else that you'll ever talk to me about or like.
I think there's categories to it because I think that I'm a Disney Parks adult. And okay. I think, like, I do have movies that I love. I have movies that I'll watch, you know, over and over. But I'm not, like, the first person to go to the theater when something new comes out or, you know, have to watch it as soon as it hits Disney Plus or anything like that. But I love going to the parks, and I think that there is a difference because there are some people that are just Disney's their entire personality. Mm-hmm. Right. You know, they've got – I don't even have – well, I kind of have – we were talking about tattoos. I kind of have a Disney tattoo, but it's mm-hmm. not really – like I have Jack Sparrow's Sparrow because I love Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. No. But I don't – I'm not like covered in Disney tattoos. I'm not like – wearing Disney merch all the time. I'm not wearing the ears outside of the park or this podcast.
Yeah. Do you make your husband dress up as Mickey Mouse when he's doing you?
No. So Larry's not a Disney fan. Like he's not. So it actually
so
works.
You're a mixed marriage.
So it works for me because marriage. There's no arguing about me going by myself. Like it's have a good time. You know,
you went to
whatever.
Disney
yeah.
World without
you can,
me?
You can get in the single rider line then and you get to move
so
to
so, yes, that's I can do some thing. Of the single rider lines. And okay. then I'm just on no one else's schedule, which is nice. That's
okay, so you prefer to go to Disney World by yourself.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. That okay. Right. That makes me feel uncomfortable a little bit.
I don't think you like doing anything by yourself.
I know, I love that's it. True. No, I will go with other people. I mean, I took another comic recently and... I had plans to go in the future with some other people, but I mean, I will go with other people, but I really do love going by myself. I went during Christmas by myself. I came back with COVID finally.
Merry Christmas.
But it almost felt, I don't want to say worth it. I don't want to say worth it is the right thing to say, but I paid extra to do the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. And
a Christmas party?
So they have like the after hours where it's like less people, you get like hot cocoa and cookies, and there's like no wait on the rides. Yeah. And then like I literally walked up to Main Street 5 minutes before the parade and had a front row spot. And when I saw the fairy godmother, I'm just bawling my eyes. She winked at me, you know?
I will do the same.
Every character you can think of comes through this parade. You're just mesmerized for like 40 minutes. I mean, it's...
Okay, when I see the characters, I think about the actor inside of them. I'm not thinking about...
I don't. I try not to unless it's a character I don't really care for. But I try not to. I just try to like just embrace the funness of it all.
They chose that.
I'll wait in line to meet Santa Goofy. You know what I mean?
They'll wait in line to see Goofy.
I ran into Goofy. Yeah.
I will. I wait in line for Santa Goofy. I'll do it.
Tower of Terror. He was walking through. I'm like, Goofy! And I took a picture with him.
Yeah, I'll do it. It's so much fun.
There's a lot of idol worship in your culture.
What do you mean?
The same way about Lin-Manuel Miranda. I would like to take a picture.
I was going to say, once again, you're just throwing these glass
It's more nostalgia. Wait, it's nostalgia.
I want to point out that Amber did follow the band Hanson around. Talk about idol worship. How many years was that?
Too many years.
How old were you?
I started, the first time I ever saw Hanson, I was 13?
This is the appropriate age then. Yeah, this
is great. It wasn't like last 13. Year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was 13. I'm pretty sure I was 13 or so my first show. And then 2 years later, I dropped out of school and I followed them around for like a decade.
So. Oh, did your mom go with you?
No, she did not go with me. There were times she dropped me off, but she did not know. Sheila didn't want anything to do with that. So.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Jesus. So. Yeah, that's a kind of... Do you have an idol worship too, buddy?
No, I don't.
You know a lot about movies and actors.
Yes, I love movies and actors. I'm a little more with the... I love the parks a lot, but I'm also with the movies. So as soon as a movie comes out that's Disney-related, I am at the movie theater watching it.
I really want to go see Haunted Mansion like immediately.
Yeah.
Is there a movie called Haunted Mansion coming out?
Yeah, it's actually the third Haunted Mansion. But
yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but this one looks good because I didn't like the Eddie Murphy one at all.
I didn't mind the Eddie Murphy one, but I loved the Muppets one.
The Muppets one's the best.
The Muppets have a Haunted Mansion movie?
Yeah, it's a very cute one.
Yeah.
What?
It's really cute. Yeah.
Was it like directed to VHS?
Disney Plus.
It was on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
When was it made?
A few years ago.
Yeah. Oh, so it's fresh.
It has 3 years? Gonzo's the lead of it.
Is it fresh jokes and is it funny?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Yeah, cute. I thought it was pretty
I'll watch that.
This actually looks scary. Scary for Disney.
It's got a really good cast, too.
Yeah. My favorite thing ever is like the Wednesday Addams series that just came out.
Oh, yeah.
Addams Family Values. I can just put that on and it relaxes me. Like, I love how the family loves each other. And they nothing can kill them, so no one's going to get hurt. And it's just very silly and gothy.
Right.
So I wonder if it's going to be like that.
No, I don't know what it's going to be, but it does have more like scary characters for sure. Mm-hmm. And for my love, because not only am I a Disney nerd, I love horror.
So I
appreciate like the makeup done for these ghosts and this thing.
How many Disney people are also horror people? Is this... The good and the bad, the dark and the light.
I mean, there's probably, because there's a lot of, like I said when we were talking about categories earlier, there's some people that just love Disney villains. They don't want anything to do with
gay men.
They don't care about, you know, princess finding the prince.
When I went
with my
niece and brother and sister-in-law, it was last Halloween. So then, like, the big show at Magic Kingdom was like all the villains.
Love that show.
And then I was for sure texting my girlfriend. I was like, what if you had outfits like these characters? just for fun.
Some of the villains are fabulous.
I agree.
They go strong with their costumes and their makeup.
Maleficent's one of the best.
They promenade around, twirl, there's capes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love the ones that can be sassy back. So Maleficent to me is my favorite character at a park because she will talk back to you.
Yeah.
I like it.
yeah No, yeah. there are some good villains for sure.
Where are we time wise? I forgot to start.
45.
Okay. All right. Now this is going to be kind of at the part where I'm going to ask you guys a bunch of questions and find out what kind of nerds you are.
Okay.
But I feel like Disney. You've been showing me what kind of nerds you are this entire podcast. Okay.
Now I'm scared.
Is there anything else you want? Oh, tell them, because you told me this earlier. Like, they redecorate the Haunted Mansion at a certain time of
year. So for the Halloween, so they do the Halloween party. So they're bringing back the Hatbox ghost.
Oh, nice.
And it's like one of the original ghosts from the that Hall got Mansion. Removed from the ride. I don't know what the controversy, or if there was controversy, or if it was just part of an update or whatever. So they try to bring back some of these nostalgic things. They're doing Minnie, Daisy, and what was the third one? And they're going to be the Sanderson sisters this year. And
the cow, right? It's the cow. I forget her name.
Clarabelle.
You guys know the names of the ghosts on the ride?
No. So the Sanderson sisters.
Halloween.
Yeah. From Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
Oh.
Are going to be portrayed by Daisy, Minnie Mouse, and Clarabelle.
In the parade this year.
So they're going to have those outfits on.
But they do change the rides and stuff. They add different things. There's different.
Jose said they made it.
They made Nightmare Before Christmas theme. That's for Christmas, right?
No, I also think that might just be Disneyland.
Okay, so it's for Disneyland.
So I've never been to Disneyland. So I've only been to Disney World.
That's where my experience, because I remember it happening, but it was, I think, because I've been to all the parks now.
Yes.
In the United States.
I've been to the one in Paris.
I'm going to the one in Paris next year.
It's not as good as the American one.
I know, it's not. I was supposed to actually go in October, but I didn't want to do it to my husband, so.
I want to go to the Shanghai one.
That's really fun.
How many other ones are there?
There's seven.
Seven parks. Yeah.
Just off the, just boom.
She right had that memorized.
I had to think about it because I only focus on Disney World.
I was like, Disney World is like
and Disneyland. One. Those are the ones I know really well.
The biggest though, right?
Disney World is a big
because Walt Disney was like, "Oh, look at this swamp land. We can get these pores to work for nothing."
Because it's Disney World, and then it's Disneyland because Disneyland has two parks, and the rest of them are all singular.
I do know that the underground tunnels and the immersion, like Walt Disney wanted that for land, but then they couldn't get it. And then whenever they built like Disney World, that's whenever Walt Disney's a crazy person.
He was a crazy person. I heard very anti-Semitic.
Very.
We're not going to focus on that right
now.
Yeah.
We're not going to think about.
Yeah. He lived at Disney World or Land. One of the apartments
Club
above
33.
On the main street, and his grandchildren would go visit. Mm-hmm. And the ride that has the safari ride, it wouldn't turn off at night, so the grandchildren would go to sleep hearing roar.
When I think of like Disney, like there's obviously like some nostalgia around Walt, but. It's called Walt Disney, but when you look at what's been created, that's not Walt Disney. That's the Imagineers that you're talking about. That's the Imagineers you're talking about. It's insane.
Yeah.
The talent that goes into it. So my appreciation is there for that.
I get it made me like proud to be an American to be at the Walt Disney the Disney World after like being in the one in Paris. Like it's. America is real. We're really good at storytelling and creating experiences, mm-hmm. and
being founded by racists and then moving past that.
Yes.
Shut up, Joe.
I'm not just shitting on Disney. I'm talking about all of America now. Where we were like, hey, that wasn't great, but let's move on past it.
I think we're dreamers. Yeah. Like people come here with a huge dream.
And then we bawled together and went to the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah, then you allow people to be part of that dream by bringing in all these, you know, different creatives and
there's this thing that they have at Disney where you can have a dinner with the Imagineers.
It's
a very special. Yeah, it's a very special thing. It's really hard to do, to at least schedule a reserve. And it's a special dinner, and you sit down. It's you and a guest, and you sit down with a table full of Imagineers. And you can just talk about what they do for work, and they explain it to you. And it's usually people who are going or trying to be part of that. And it's really insane. Like, but it's so hard to get
the job or
to get that reservation in general.
Yeah. So my in-laws are associated with a school of the arts in North Carolina, and they have some like some of the design students go and work at Disney World. Mm. It's pretty cool.
I think some of the SCAD students do too, because they still teach 2D there, and Disney still does some 2D cartoons, which is not as many don't anymore, but.
The immersion factor is wild too, because I do know that, like, you know, a lot of people that work there at the park at Disney World are from other countries, and they will try to assign them to the appropriate areas. And so you'll talk to people and they'll be like, hey, yeah, no, I wanted to come to America. I applied for this job and I got over on a scholarship. And so it's like, yeah, I am, you know, from the country that Frozen is based on, or like, or these things.
If you
and like,
look at their badges, it says their name. Oh, and yeah, it says where they're from. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all over badges. The world.
Yep.
Yeah, all over it's the kind world. Of, it's like the same thing happens when you go skiing, Jose.
Oh, well. Jesus Christ. I wouldn't know. That one time fell.
We have a great video of Jose falling skiing. I can't believe it hasn't gone viral. He broke the pole.
It's not the first time he broke a pole. Hey.
I haven't broke one of those.
Let's find out what other things you all are nerdy at. Okay. Have you ever been to Dragon Con?
Yes.
No.
Multiple times.
Okay. Have you sober? Have you been to Dragon Con sober?
No, I think I've been sober every time because I don't do the crowds like that. Just make me incredibly nervous, and I don't think that I wouldn't want to be drunk in an instance like that unless I was with like people that I could trust, and there was someone that is sober.
You have the exact opposite experience from drinking that I do. I'm gonna be surrounded by people.
Let me do that.
I'm gonna be surrounded by people all day and on my feet and sweating through my dress. I better be hammered.
I'd feel like I'm the responsible one. Like I'm just like
keeping everybody together.
Like, yeah. I can't handle.
Okay. Have either of you ridden a unicycle or tried?
No.
No.
Do you have a cape?
My ass would fit on it.
Same.
Do you have a cape?
Yes. Do I have a cape? I do have a cape.
Multiple.
Check. Yes. Check.
I also have two. I have a velour one and then a not velour one.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh. Harry Potter wands?
I don't.
Have you held a ferret?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh my God! Were you separated by birth? Have you been to any sort of interesting camp, like space camp, math camp, science camp, allergy camp, Bible camp?
Allergy camp.
I don't know.
You've been to allergy camp?
It's a thing now.
Oh no! Okay, no. That was before.
No, can't say.
Have you ever framed a puzzle?
Framed a puzzle? No, I'm not that old.
Have you ever said the word huzzah?
Yes.
Yeah, you've never been to Ren Fair?
I was like, that's where I did it. They make you say it.
Okay. Have you ever worn a costume more than one day in a row?
Yes. And it was a Disney costume, and I won two costume contests with it. So
there you go. Same, it was a Maleficent costume.
Mine was
with
sadness.
The wings.
Mine was sadness.
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, who? Sadness?
Sadness. From Inside Out. Best character.
Oh, Sadness.
Sadness.
Inside Out wrecked me.
I thought it was like
Katniss.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I had to pause it three times because I kept breaking down and crying. That was like pre-therapy, Joel. Aww. But like, especially the first part whenever she gets super sad and then she gets mad and then all of the bridges break to her core beliefs. And then I was like, oh, she's fundamentally changing as a person. Yeah. And like, I was like balled up crying.
Yeah, and you were where was this movie when I was this
age? Yeah, once again, I was mid to late 20s, and this was like before I'd ever gone to therapy and did not realize how much PTSD and trauma I had.
Yes. Aww.
And then now I'm like, oh, this makes sense. But like, it took me like 4 hours to watch the movie because I kept being like, and pause.
There's a second one coming.
I can't wait.
I cannot wait. It's about her transition.
And that shit. Oh, is that? I didn't know that's about. That's. The make believe friend.
Uh-huh.
Did you know apparently there was a cut that was even sadder than that?
And they
redid it because they said that every child audience they showed to was like traumatized. And I was like, how the fuck do you make that sadder?
How do you make that sadder?
That was like the least sad version, apparently. Yes. So apparently there was a version.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
Because he just gets fucking forgotten. And apparently there was like over. Like, I don't know what happened because I didn't look into it, but like I was like, what are these people doing out here?
I am going to look into it. So thank you for ruining my day.
Don't tell me what it is.
I will be looking into it.
Okay. Have you ever made your own clothes? No. Or costume.
I'm too big for that shit.
I'm almost 40 and my mama still makes them.
You're the best mom.
She's still so cool. Makes my costumes. That's how I win all the costume contests.
Oh my gosh.
So I do have homemade costume. I'm not the one making them. I just pay for the materials.
Sheila's the best. Sheila, right?
Yeah.
She's so nice.
My mom's also named Sheila, but she's not the best.
Ooh, oh, they're sorry.
It's Highlander rules. There can only be one.
This is the therapy.
Okay. Have you ever written fan fiction?
Yes.
Oh, same.
I also have.
I love how.
And I forgot until she just said it.
It's only for my ears.
I was so bad about putting the Hanson brothers in my, like when
essays
I would have
school.
Yes, for school, that they teachers banned me from using the names Isaac Taylor and Zach. So I started using their middle names.
You switched.
So I switched it to their middle names so I could still, yeah.
Oh my God. That's was awesome. Yours erotica, Jose?
Yes, it was.
Erotica fan fiction? And how old were you last week?
I finished my, no, I was kidding. No, I was 13, I think, around 13 when I started.
I think I was like 15 when I wrote mine. That was like a little jerky.
It was mostly about like the boys that I was liking. It was like me imagining with them. So I just, it wasn't in, that was the erotic part. And then when I got older and started seeing other stuff, I would like include some characters that are now.
There's some very good well-written fan fiction out there, though. There is.
Yeah. I wouldn't know because I can't read, but I'm told there is.
There's some good.
Yeah. Good smut out there.
We're not talking 50 Shades of Grey. We're talking there's stuff better than that.
You will feel it.
Have you ever said, that's not canon?
I don't know
that I can think of. No.
That's fine.
Not only are y'all's answers the same, your responses, both tonally and face-wise.
We got the right two people.
I was
going to
say, this is for sure like a weird, like, switched at birth scenario. Go home and be like, Sheila, did I have a brother?
And was he Mexican?
Who's who told?
Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet?
Yes. I have them every year for my pets.
I make them cakes. Yeah.
Okay. That's just called being a good parent, though.
You do applesauce and whole wheat flour and peanut butter.
Have you ever put a pet in a costume?
Yes. He has a Stitch costume. He had a Stitch costume.
No, I haven't done Disney costumes, but the one I did for Arlo a couple years ago, he was one of the guitarists from the 80s.
and he has a guitar on it. That's good.
I like that.
Yeah, it is very cute.
I don't know what you guys are talking about right now.
I put your dog in a costume.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I love it.
Okay, do you have a Disney tattoo?
Three.
I mean, kind of. Like I said, it wasn't like initially, because I know some of this. So I have like Jack Sparrow's Sparrow.
Oh, that's right.
But it's not like.
Yeah. What are all yours, Jose?
So I have the pineapple, which is for hospitality, but it's a nod to Moana.
Yeah.
This one's Lilo and Stitch Ohana.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the castle.
He has the Magic Kingdom on his calf.
Oh.
I'm immortalizing it.
With Mickey balloons going up.
There we go.
That's
and
cute.
If you turn your arm upside down, people know that you're
ready to go.
You're ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Upside down pineapple means you're a swinger.
Yeah. Let's go to one of those key parties.
I like orgies.
Yeah. Do you guys enjoy buying school supplies?
I do.
Enjoy buying them? Mm-hmm. I love glitter gel pens, so yes. There's so many.
Right now it's a perfect time to go.
All right, I'm getting closer to knowing what you are as nerds and also the same person.
Yeah, they're long lost siblings. Cousins, at least.
We could be cousins.
Yeah.
Have you ever held a tropical bird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you read Ready Player One?
I listened to it, so I didn't read it.
No, didn't listen or read.
That'll allow it. That's me. I can't read either, so I just listened to it. Have you watched all the Lord of the Rings or read them?
Yes, I've watched.
I watched them.
Watched.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have you ever been to a Rush concert?
Who's that?
Okay. Y'all are too young.
I haven't been to Rush, but I mean, I've seen like...
I like their songs.
Mother's Finest and... Molly Hatchet.
Do you have a pair of fairy wings?
Yes.
I don't own a pair of fairy wings, no.
You gave them to me.
I did.
That's an unfair question.
I led the witness. Okay. Perfect attendance awards. Well, you never went to school not. Because absolutely you were following not. Hansen around the country.
You have a perfect those. Attendance award for Hansen concerts.
Yeah, yeah. Do not, don't stay home from school.
This is where we differ. I had various perfect attendance awards.
Because you're perfect.
Wow.
A coin collection. You guys have a coin collection?
Larry and I collect press pennies.
Aww.
That we get from, like, Disney.
Yeah. I
know. Disney, Bucky's, all kinds. Yeah, we love press pennies.
Pressed.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever been made to hold a sword?
Yes. Did you say yes? Were you opening champagne?
My ex-husband chased out an intruder with two swords.
Oh, my God. It's like,
Domino's manager?
It's probably enough. Yes, Domino's manager. Enough to get anybody to run away from the house. So, yeah, I've held a sword or two. Yeah.
Okay.
One in my room.
Do you guys ever had an aquarium or a terrarium?
Yes.
I may have had some fish when I was younger, but I don't really remember.
I had a pretty big one.
Didn't you have a snake?
I did. My uncle's, but it was in the house because we all lived together because we were poor.
This is part of your culture. Okay. I'm going to call it. You are some of the biggest
nerds.
Romance, imagination, imagineering, in your imagination all the time. Nerds I've ever had to grace my costume closet, and I'm proud to call you my friends. And the similarities are profound.
Profound. We should go to Disney. We need to plan.
The amount of crossover here, y'all would have a good time at Disney.
We would have a fantastic time.
I can imagine you guys like going to the park that day together and then separating because you can't be like held down by anybody. You just have to be independent.
I'll go with the flow.
I think
we
could agree on one to ride. We both know we're not going to ride. It's a small world. So anything outside of that, I think we can build a whole life on that. Yeah.
Agreeing that you hate it's a small world.
I don't think anyone likes it. And if they do, they're a liar. Yeah.
They only go on there to show their kids. I have to sit here with my parents, and now you have to do it.
Because that's why we did it with my niece.
I know.
But I was just like, why did we do it? And they're like, well, just because the line was short and we wanted to show it to her. And then afterwards, they're like, yeah, because she didn't like it. She was like, this is boring.
It's boring. And that song gets stuck in your head. Oh, and like, it's a good break. Like, if you're like, oh, I need to get out of the heat for a minute. But go on the Carousel of Progress. Like, don't go to...
Would you do the teacups in Magic Kingdom and I spun us too fast
not.
And then I made
absolutely
us almost
not,
sick?
Not riding that either.
Because that's
not
the one you can
see,
spin.
See, we're on the same page.
And I just kept going and
going. I'm not getting on that shit.
Yeah, I kept doing it as a bit. And then I was like, oh, no.
I'm not riding Tower either.
Tower?
Not riding it.
No worries.
I'm not doing that. I can't do any of the rides
anymore. She didn't get on that either.
I enjoyed the architecture. I met a lot of fun people. I liked drinking during the daytime.
Mm-hmm. She liked all the restaurants.
Amy, are you closer to wanting to become a Disney adult after this?
See, you said that and I threw up a little bit in my mouth. I'm prejudiced. I'm going to come out. I think I have like a prejudice about it. But I do love Disney World, so I don't know.
Yeah, I also think that like you can just be a Disney adult and no one has to know.
Yeah.
A closet doesn't have to be like. I mean, I love telling everybody about Disney, but you can be a closeted Disney adult.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't piss me off, and I won't tell anybody.
you can tell people I am. I'm not proud. Thank you so much for coming on my podcast and being only one other person got as many. Well, AJ Dobbs, Amanda Dobbs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Love Amanda.
She broke the algorithm because she said yes to everything. And so biggest nerd we've had, but you guys are second.
Also,
you guys are tied for second.
How long have you had your stitch that you had earlier?
This one? This big guy right
this
here?
This little stitch over here.
About a year, I think. My best friend from California, who I went to high school with, knows how much I love it.
I do love stitch.
She sent it to me.
Aww.
She bought it she bought it off TikTok.
I should have brought my Madame Mim because I just bought the Madame Mim's like my favorite.
Who's Madame Mim
from Sword and Stone?
Sword and Stone.
Oh, see, I don't. It's hard. There's so together. Much. There's so
but
much.
I have the
Disney.
New plush set, the anniversary one. I should have brought it.
Not to brag.
It's okay.
I didn't bring enough Disney accessories. I'm really upset. We should have really communicated this a little bit more.
Right. We wanted before. A parade.
Yeah. Yeah. Jose, you made Amber look dumb.
I'm yeah, you didn't make you. Me look like as big of a fan as you. And I don't think that's fair because I'm the one with the season pass. So
I know you are. I'm jealous of that. So bad. I want one so fucking bad.
Start fighting.
When you got it, I was like, motherfucker.
Amy, his Christmas present is going to be very easy for you this year. <Sure. laughs>
That's accurate. All right.
This my roommate made me bring that. She's like, put it somewhere.
It's Chip from Beauty and the Beast. All right, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Yay.